of Allegiance, please.
You can start us on the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good morning and welcome. Today we have an information-laden agenda. We'll begin by introducing our board. So to my far right is Ms. Irene Tynes from Crescent City, Mr. Bill Massey from Forestville, Mr. Jeff Hale from Eureka, and I'm David Norton from Sebastopol. We have two board members missing today, out doing other things. Matt, will you please introduce staff?
I would. Good morning, Matt St. John. To my right, I have my acting assistant executive officer, David Leland, staff counsel, Samantha Olson. Patty Corsi is helping on IT, and Elena Franceschi is helping on sound. I'd also like to take the opportunity to reintroduce you and the public to three new seniors that we have. We've made three promotions within the last couple weeks to fill out our management team in our non-point source and timber division. So these were vacancies that we've had for a bit, and pleased to have three very capable gentlemen stepping into new management positions. So Mark Neely is retiring at the end of the month of the non-point source unit, and Stephen Barkston, senior environmental scientist, is taking charge of the non-point source unit. With Fred Blatt's promotion to the chief of the non-point source timber division, he left a vacancy in the northern timber unit, and we now have a new senior for the northern timber unit, Dean Pratt, senior engineering geologist. And finally, with Mark Alpert's retirement, we have a new senior for our southern timber unit, and that is senior engineering geologist, Jim Burke. So needless to say, these are very capable scientists and engineers or geologists, and gonna really, it'll be a smooth transition bringing them into our management team.
Congratulations, gentlemen.
All right, on that happy note, board ex parte communication disclosures where board members identify discussions they've had outside of normal business. Mr. Massey.
Mr. Chair, since our last meeting, I have met with particularly state legislative members to talk about water issues.
Thank you for that. Mr. Hale.
Hi, Mr. Chair. Since our last meeting, I had a phone conversation with Mike Miles from Humboldt Redwood Company about timing and process of Elk River TMDL.
Fantastic. Thank you for that. We'll move on to Steve Moore from the State Board is not here today, but we do have an executive officer report. So,
yeah, and I get to continue in the happy notes and present a couple awards this morning. The first is to Jim Burke, who led the development of our non-industrial timber management plan waste discharge requirement permit. It was a several-year effort that required significant amount of coordination with Cal Fire, registered professional foresters, as well as NTMP landowners and environmental interests. And Jim very ably managed a very complex issue related to management of non-industrial timber management plans and came up with a solution that was, I think, a really good, solid permit. And so it is in appreciation of Jim's outstanding work that I present a certificate of appreciation to Jim Burke. And I'll just read it. It's signed by David Noren, Jeff Hales, and myself. and reads, presented to Jim Burke for your outstanding work in facilitating adoption of general waste discharge requirements for discharges related to timber operations on non-industrial timber management plans. From the beginning, you embraced this project and throughout maintained steady focus and resolve. Your ability to bring together and collaborate with a diverse stakeholder group was exemplary. You turned petitioners into supporters. Your leadership led to significant advances in our working relationships with CAL FIRE. On behalf of the Water Board, we thank you, and may you continue to be a model of outstanding performance for all.
Thank you, Jim. We've been waiting a while to give that to you, you know. So it's finally nice to actually have you here and in the home base and be able to recognize you and your efforts. Well done.
Very well earned. Thanks, Jim.
Thanks. And Samantha helped out an awful lot. I saw Matt Green in here. A lot of people helped with this. It was a very constructive effort of a lot of people. So thank you. And I think that we've all benefited from it. So
thank you. Thank you very much.
Great. Well, we have one other award category, which goes to a team. As folks may know, our office, we had to do an office remodel last calendar year, and it involved having new security for our for the front entrance, as well as complete new carpeting and new cubicle partitions and painting, and et cetera. And we had to do this work in phases, which meant that in kind of core areas, folks had to be moved from their current work stations to an area that wasn't under construction, and then phase move back in and rotated. So there was really, really complex work to do this office remodel, but still maintain doing the work and serving the people of California that we have to do. And under the very able leadership of Patty Gorup, this team, which we're calling the office remodel team, kept our business going as normal. There was a significant amount of angst, frankly, as we moved into this project. But as it started going, it just kind of went like clockwork, and we all were able to go about our daily business. And at the end of the day, we have a nice, spiffy new building, and it was due to the successful collaboration of work of this team. So with that, I present a Superior Accomplishment Award to Patty Gorup, to Janet Mahoney, to Greg Nash, to Drew Bayless, and to Craig Hunt. And this includes a token cash award. So this is an award that we had to nominate and get approval from the State Board Executive Management. So with that, thank you all very, very much for your service.
You know, I have to say that the building really does look better. I'm not exactly Mr. Decor, but I'll tell you, it really does look and feel better in this building. It was really a nice update, and it must be nice for the folks working here every day. So, well done. All right, let's move on to public